Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
All right.
Are you settled in? You ready to hear this amazing internet viral story?
Yep.
Viral internet story?
Ready.
Okay, here we go.
Sit down.
Two pigs have stormed a golf course in the UK.
They stormed it. The gates were closed.
The golf club was forced to close as the loose pigs took over the course, chasing after people.
Are they like domestic pigs? Are they like wild
ones?
No, they
are huge hogs.
Right.
Huge black
hogs. That's terrifying.
Yeah, imagine there's like pigs chasing after you.
I was picturing two big pinkies.
No. Massive, hairy hogs.
Okay.
Now, two people did get injured, but they're only minor injuries from being chased by the pigs. Just a few scratches on their legs. They did have to be treated at hospital just to make sure they didn't get tetanus.
Yeah.
Also, they had to close down the course for a day because the pigs were digging holes on the golf course.
No.
Just on one hole in particular. It's all fine. Just a couple of pigs chasing the golf course.
I was actually thinking that's fine, but not for a golf course.
No, that's not the holes.
The worst thing that would have happened.
It wasn't on the green.
Yeah,
it was in the rough.
Okay, brilliant.
Look at me, no on golf things. That's
you,
what the
you googled it.
No, it's because we went and played golf the other day. Remember? not the only incident of animals harassing people this week.
Oh.
An Australian man was too afraid to leave his home or even open his back door because there was an angry bird growling at him through the glass door. Take a listen to the noise the bird was making.
That's a bird.
Play it again.
What?
I know, so
it sounds like someone's left the dryer on.
Apparently it's called a bush stone curlew.
Oh, I wouldn't leave the house either.
It not only was making that noise, it was like spreading its wings out, like looking crankily
fierce
at him. Yeah, fierce. It's an enraged look on its face. If you can picture a bird with an enraged look,
they terrify me.
They did think it was trying to keep people away from its mate's nest.
Yeah, okay.
So it's protecting its babies.
Makes sense.
But there's something funny about being chased by animals. I don't know what it is because it's super scary. I've been chased by a swan before.
And that's why you're petrified of birds.
I am petrified of birds. I am.
Did the swan get you?
I don't think so. But it's mainly magpies because I've been swooped a whole bunch of times.
Yeah.
Anyway, I do want to know.
What chased you?
Yeah, what chased you?
Okay, give us a call, 931-30985. I've been chased a few times.
Yeah.
One of them was from, and I never thought that seagulls would do it.
Really?
A whole flock of seagulls chased me down.
Did you have chippies in your hand?
No.
What?
So, okay, it's a little bit bad. This was when I was very young. I was probably like 11, 12.
I'm not surprised the things you got up to when you were
And we were at the beach, and my mum and her twin decided to go for a bit of a walk and left my brother and I sitting on the beach. We're bored. So we got a couple of stones, and we started throwing them. There happened to be a couple of birds in the way, and they switched. Those birds were like, enemy number one.
Yeah.
And so they came after us, but just me in particular.
Well, you deserve to be chased by that flock of seagulls with throwing stones at them, little 11-year-old Jazeel.
To the point, okay, I had a hoodie on, I had pants on, it was the middle of the winter. I had to dive under the waves to stop the seagulls from hitting my head.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
My word, Jazeel.
It was terrifying. So I've been chased. I want to know, have you been chased?
Yeah, what chased you?
Now we've got Devin on the phone. Devin, what chased you?
I got chased by a sea lion when I was five. I called it a walrus.
A walrus.
What happened with the seagull?
That was a sea lion.
Oh, sea lion.
That would be terrifying.
That would be terrifying. What did you do?
So my mom just made the sea lion go to her and just made me move, and then when the sea lion went back to me, my mom was like, stop, and then trying to get some sense to lead her back to her so I could be free.
Oh, what a mum!
Your mum put down her life for you.
Oh, good job, mum.
Devin, thank you so much for the call. We've got Helen on the phone. Helen, what was chasing you?
Well, it's happened twice to my daughter, not to me. The first time she was three, and it had been cooped up because it had been raining, so I said we'd go to the park. And then we're, you know, feeding the ducks, et cetera, et cetera. But this duck decided it wanted to attack my daughter. So it's snapping away, snapping away, snapping away. Luckily, I had an umbrella, and I'm literally hitting the stupid bird. And it still wouldn't let go of my daughter. Luckily, a man came up from somewhere and managed to corral it so we could run away back to the car and hide in the car.
They're so
stupid bird.
That is brilliant.
Helen, thank you so much for the story. We've got Dave on the phone. Dave, what was chasing you?
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good.
What chased you?
Excellent. My heart rate's gone down quite a bit by now because it's a long time ago. But when I was modelling, and no, not the catwalk variety, I was actually remote control modelling flying planes down in Mundijong. I was part of a club down there. Anyway, I lost control of the plane. It went down. I had to go find it. Now, this is bushland scrub and a lot of farms. I happened to walk around a dam, and right before in front of me was a ram.
Oh,
massive great horns. Oh. And he was looking at me. I was looking at him. Now, I said, do I go any further? Do I stop? But I know he's protecting his ewes. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
But anyway, he decided he wanted to chase me off the property. So I slightly turned around. And as soon as I turned around, he hit me in the rear.
Oh, no.
I split my pants. Oh, I still haven't found my plane. And then to top it off, I ran past a snake. There was a snake in the grass, not far away. So everything was out to get me that day. I couldn't believe it.
You've been chased by everything. I'm glad
everything,
you're okay.
Yeah.
And you still lost your plane after everything. Dave, thanks for the call. We've got Lindy on the phone. Lindy, what was chasing you?
So I'm originally from South Africa, and we were travelling to Zambia, and we stayed at the Victoria Falls. And this guy asked if we wanted a private tour, and we're like, yes, of course. So on the private tour, we saw like the giraffes and zebras, but the story is on the way back to the room, I was traveling a bit ahead of my family, and there was a zebra probably a couple of meters in front of me, but two other guys on the other side of the road. And I think they aggravated the zebra or something because they're on the phone. But I just remember the zebra coming towards me, and apparently I went flying through the air. I was knocked unconscious. And, yeah, I was in and out, and then the next thing I remember, I was, like, at the hospital. So that was pretty crazy.
From a zebra?
You were knocked out by a zebra!
I've never talked to anyone that's been knocked out by a zebra. Well done.
Can you remember any of it?
No, I can't.
It's probably a good thing.
Yeah. Any scars?
No, I was, like, millimetres away from my spine. Luckily, I was not, injured personally.
Wow, definitely. That's amazing.
You live to tell the tale. Lindy, thank you so much for giving us a call. We've got Alexis on the phone. Alexis, what chased you?
Well, it wasn't me. It was actually my brother. And I supported him by laughing on the sideline.
Yep, perfect.
But we had two dogs that lived across the road from us. One was a ginormous husky that was taller than both of us. And the other was this tiny little white fluffy dog with an attitude problem. And one day we were riding back from the park, and this little white fluffy thing escaped its house and started chasing my brother on his bike. And it started biting his ankles, and so he's kicking his feet off, trying to kick this dog off, and it just wouldn't stop. It was like latching onto his feet. So he pedals and he goes flying off and goes up the curb and loses his balance a little bit and head straight for this bush and slammed on the handbrake on his bike and literally launched himself from his bike into the bush. And we stood by the wayside and just laughed at him.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Classic. Alexis, thank you so much for the call. We've got Eni? Is it Eni?
Eni? We can only ask.
Hello, are you there? Are we saying your name at
Emmy.
All? Emmy.
Any.
Emmy.
Oh, Emmy.
Emmy. Okay.
Okay, gotcha.
Emmy.
What happened? What chased you?
Well, so this happened when I think I was 7 or 8. I'm from Africa as well. And what had happened was we used to travel from the city to the village. So it was like an 8-hour to 10-hour drive. So we were traveling as a family, and I really needed to go to the bathroom. So we stopped in a bushy area because there were no toilets. Stopped in the bush area. Here goes Emmy, goes into the bush. Next thing I hear, something's moving. So I thought, oh, okay. Do I finish? Do I stand up? What do I do? And then, and while, you know, still doing my business, here comes this warthog. So I'm not sure if you know a warthog.
A warthog?
You know, like, yes. Oh. And it just came. It was watching me. So I thought, you know what? I'm not going to finish. I'm going to run. I'll keep doing my business while running. Literally run to the road, calling for my dad. And it started chasing me.
No.
And as soon as it saw me, yeah, until I ran into the car. And then that's when it kind of stopped, turned back. And I was like, oh, my goodness. But then I had another quick story. This year, I got a promotion. So I was, you know, running late after dropping the kids. And there's a park between my workplace and where we park our cars and the car park. So I thought, you know what? I'm running late. It's my first day. So I'll quickly pass through the park and then just, you know, like just get there.
Yeah.
And what happens, I didn't realize there's a swan, or there was a swan family with small, you know, little ducklings or whatever they call it, you know, the baby swans.
Yeah.
So I'm walking, minding my business, thinking, okay, I'm late. I need to hurry up. But I thought, you know what? I'm late already. It's okay. I'll be too sweaty. I'll just walk. Next thing, I look back and this swan daddy is chasing me, like coming after me with its wings. Let's just say I ran really quickly and I got to work a bit earlier than I had anticipated.
Thanks, Emmy. Oh, swans chasing you are terrifying.
Yeah. We've got Talani on the phone. Talani, what chased you?
Well, it didn't chase me. I'm also from South Africa, and we were on a game farm. My sister, she was about 8, 9 years old. And we were at the back of a ute, basically with the manager of the game farm, where they breed white lions. Ooh. And so there was deer that they chopped up for the raw meat for the lions. And my sister was helping throwing it off on the ground, and some of the blood spattered onto her pants.
Oh, no.
And as she was on the ground, one of the white lions decided, "Now, I don't want the meat," so he attacked my sister. So basically, yeah. So luckily, the manager was there, farm manager was there, and he could take the. So he grabbed hold of her bum, basically with the claws, and almost put his nails into her legs and stuff. But yeah, luckily the screams that she gave was terrifying. But yeah, we took her to hospital and she was fine.
Oh, okay, phew.
Okay, Talani. I was holding my breath there, Talani.
Was fine and, yeah, it was just that horrible scream that you never hear. It was that scream. We took her to hospital and she was fine. The farm manager basically had one of the nails of the lion's paw was inside his hand as he was trying to pull it off of my sister. And they were just ready, standing with rifles to kill the lion if he did. Yeah.
Wow. Close.
Talani, I am so glad your sister was okay.
Yes.
My heart was in my throat.
And really quickly, we have got Melanie on the phone. Melanie, what's your story?
You? Yes, hi guys. It seems like it's your day for South Africans.
I know.
Because I'm from South Africa. I know, right? Needless to say, we've got a very, very big spider in South Africa. The South African listeners will know. It's called a Ruaman spider. I've got no idea what you would call
a
it.
A poor man?
But
spider.
The biggest part, a Ruaman. So it's R-O-M-A-N, I think.
Okay.
Needless to say, it was when I was a little bit younger than now, but that was an old house, and the house had an entry hall that was really big with a hanging, dangling like a lantern. It's not the lights that go into the roof.
Yeah.
So when at night you would walk, it would cast a really nice big shadow.
Nice.
So this light was at the back of me, and then it was me and my front door. So I was opening the front door, and here sits this big woman spider, and as with all heebie-jeebie stuff, they've got to die, in my opinion. So I was wanting to swoop around, trying to find something to bash it with, because honestly, this spider coming towards me, and not slow, really fast. Oh. And apparently, after all of this happened, I've got to know that a woman spider follows your shadow.
Oh, no. Oh, I just picturing a spider chasing after your shadow.
I don't want to picture
thank
it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for the calls. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.